people?
Yeah.
Like the Bad Place?
The Bad Place.
Are you making
some... I think he's talking about Patterson.
Oh, well, I mean, we're going to go there.
No, we weren't. We were... You ruined it. You ruined everything.
Well, I mean, you didn't say anything. You just kind of, like, started talking, and then, like...
I'm just trying to get... Just trying to set the mood.
The mood?
Yeah.
We have never set the mood on any single episode.
I mean, we're trying something new. We're at the midway season mark, you know? We had to
This
fire,
is the midway?
We had to fire Aaron Sorkin. He wasn't working out.
When did you decide this was the midway of our season?
I don't know. It seemed like... I don't know. You're thinking too far into this.
Well, it's my job. I have to do all the work. Put the episodes together and do all, like, the show notes and all that.
You gotta do the cuts and the...
Have show notes.
We have show notes.
Bullshit.
We do.
Bullshit, because anytime I said anything about show notes, you would balk at me.
Well, this
and
show
And tell
does.
Me there are no show notes. Show notes are a myth.
Of you only have to listen to us for 300 seconds.
Try
to answer show notes.
It would take longer to write the show notes than the show actually took place.
I see how it is. I see who you really care about.
Oh my god!
It took me 12 minutes to write show notes for a 4-minute podcast, 5-minute podcast. Just saying, the effort was far
well.
Too
there was
great.
There was a lot of effort to edit the show.
Yeah.
Like so, I was just like so burnt out from editing an episode down to 5 minutes that I was like, no, fuck show notes.
Yeah, fuck that fucking shit.
And I still wrote descriptions,
yeah.
So that still counts as show notes.
Yeah, like when Adam had and then lost a girlfriend.
Listen, those are our top-rated episodes, all right?
Those are gems.
That was not a girlfriend.
That was a girl that he had coitus with.
Yeah.
And then she went on to the next one.
Does it still count that he never came?
What? How do you not?
He probably still hasn't finished.
Yeah. He probably still...
Did you see Will's name change for him?
No, I didn't.
What
did he change it to? You can say it.
This generation's Ahab.
Jesus Christmas.
That's pretty good. That's very good.
That's a good one. I like that. I actually wish I thought of that.
Well
done, Will.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, if you don't get the reference, because...
I've
made many references because it's accurate. That just adds to the accuracy. That's all it does. That's like a second confirmation.
That's fair.
You know,
we have a special guest tonight.
Yeah,
I'm not special.
You're not special.
Not really a guest. I'm all over this thing.
That's fair.
I guess I am a guest because I'm not a main cast member.
I mean, you're the only other person who's been on this show.
It's okay. I got a featuring.
You do. You're lucky this isn't a J. Cole album.
I'm not
features.
I'm not special enough to get an and card, but I get a feature.
You're a whiff.
He
is whiff. You know, that's the best. This is a whiff and at the end.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm never mentioned in the name at all. Like, it's Drive to Ants. I'm not mentioned anywhere.
Yeah, but you
Liam
don't
gets more. But Liam gets more of a mention than I do.
Yeah. Dude, it'll be fantastic right now.
What?
Gelato.
It's closed.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
You're the one who brought it up. Never mind.
No, I really, I checked the times. They were closed.
All right. So Liam, just so you know, every time, like when we do this route, this is the classic Drive to Ants route.
We're on the OG route.
So he always mentions this gelati place on the way.
Okay.
And it looks like a chain, of gelati places. Like it's like a big sign that just says gelati
uh-huh.
and the big green letters and everything. And he's like, no, it's not a chain. It's like the best gelati in New Jersey. Like, he always says that how good this ice cream is.
Yes.
We've never actually gone.
It's not ice cream.
It's gelato. There's less milk.
There's
Italian.
No milk.
It's an Italian thing.
There's no milk.
Yes.
Actually, it is milk. It's less cream.
Oh, is that what it is?
According to Google.
There's more sugar for love.
More sugar and less
and
cream.
More.
So less fat and more sugar.
Yeah, it's a trade-off you gotta make.
I mean, I don't think you need to... Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, look. Hey, you gotta make moves. Oh, man. That was a fantastic meal of grease. I mean, food earlier.
Well, listen, we usually...
My hands
yeah,
are still slippery.
Yeah, no, that was basically just grease.
My hands are still... My hands are still... slick.
Still, every, like, couple years, I have to remember the Cheesecake Factory is awful.
It was very greasy.
Yeah, that was,
That wasn't our best
meal
of food.
Experience at a Cheesecake Factory.
Your only comment is, yeah, that was just grease.
It'll probably be my only experience at a Cheesecake Factory.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The last couple of meals of food we've had haven't been home runs.
No.
I can't even say they're solid doubles. They're like fucking like bloop singles over the
bloop.
Bloop.
Is that an official term?
Yeah, blooper, like a bloop. Drops in. It's like goes over the second baseman's head, but not far enough into the outfield. Like a bloop single.
Blooper, right. A thing that bloops.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Ronald Acuna hit a bloop single over the second baseman's head.
Hey, he hit a home run tonight, and he scored two runs. So. I'm just,
a hit is a hit is a hit. If the ball goes over the fence or over the second baseman's head, it's still counted as a hit.
That's fair.
Now, when you get into the other statistics, the analytics of the game, where his on-base percentage, his slugging percentage, those things will change, but a hit is a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all looks the same in the scoreboard. Serious.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I'm
just trying to let you do the get the sports stuff out of your system.
Man, speaking of sports, the Carolina Hurricanes, they sucked it up.
I am just
they sucked all the air out of the situation and took themselves out to sea.
2 weeks. Two more weeks, and then you don't have any more hockey to talk about.
Hey, no, there's plenty of hockey.
What do you mean? Like, that's over.
Oh, the Hurricanes are a hockey team?
Yes. What did you think?
I don't know. I didn't know what he was talking about.
All right, that's fine. Have your jokes.
He said sports, so I assumed something with a ball. I figured I had an 80% chance of being correct.
Make your assumptions. Well, okay.
I'm not saying anything against sports. I just don't care about sports.
That's very true.
That's fine. Hey, it's each his own. More for me to be.
Did you hear about the Mayweather Logan Paul fight?
That wasn't a sport. That was
everybody had fun.
Yeah, except for the two guys.
Everybody had fun.
And then those
everybody
two
knuckleheads had fun.
No one had fun.
Everybody had fun.
No one had fun.
Did you not listen to Mayweather's interview? Everybody had fun.
He didn't even have fun.
No, he's saying that because he needs to say that to get the check. Yeah. And it was probably a pretty substantial check. Do we actually know how much he made?
No, because the IRS took about 40%.
Does it matter how much he made? Everybody had fun.
There's no way he agreed to do that for less than $5, $10 million.
No, he didn't do that. He did that probably for like $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because he's Floyd Get Money Mayweather. He just gets, people just give him money. Just curious, what do you need? 12? 12, we got 12. We'll give you 12. It's like, I don't know how many. And to Liam's thing, everybody had fun because he got paid.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, listen, if I made $50 million for getting in the ring with a complete asshole and just, like, kind of dancing around him.
Should I do that for a cold brew? Took the bar low. That's all I'm
saying. And I would love to see you get into a boxing ring with Logan Paul for a cold brew.
I know my strengths and weaknesses. I do not train for anything other than nothing. And he actually trains the box. So knowing how I am and knowing what he does, I will not get in the ring to get I will get friggin' obliterated.
I know it's a publicity stunt, but what in, like, the
but
right...
But he takes it serious, though.
I know, but, like, what in his, like, his warped sense of reality do you think he had a choice against Floyd... a chance against Floyd Mayweather? Even, like, because it's obvious that he wasn't trying.
I think that he just saw an opportunity to use his...
If he wins or loses, he got paid.
I mean,
and when there's no loss on the line because it's exhibition...
Guys.
He's getting paid.
Guys.
Don't say it.
Guys.
Don't say it.
Everybody had fun.
All right. We've agreed.
I had fun. I think he had fun.
I had fun.
The fans had fun.
I didn't watch it.
Security had fun.
Security?
Security.
Phil had fun.
Everybody had fun.
Anywho.
Yeah. Moving forward from the fun, let's talk about the depressive stuff.
What's the depressive stuff?
Oh, man, did you see the news today?
I mean, I have been working all day, and I've been from place to place.
Yeah.
I'm behind on my...
Oh, no, it's just every day. It's just depressing.
I mean, that's true.
It's like, it's all depressing.
Most news is depressing.
Yeah. They should just call it depressing at 12. It's like stages of depression. I figured try that for a change. try to find the sensibility in that one.
Oh my god.
I just don't believe I don't like the news. News is really not that fun.
I don't know if the news was designed to be fun. Right. It shouldn't be anything.
Okay.
It should inform you of what's going on.
There's two things that happen. It attempts to inform you, but it really just misleads you.
That's fair. No, right now, yes.
Yes, I don't.
That's not the original intent. Intent of the news.
That's not the original intent for anything. But we're always misled. It's like the blind leading the blind. What did Barnum and Bailey say? There's a sucker board every minute.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just naming things now.
You're just trying to get to the next topic.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to find
it. You know what you're doing up there, Ant?
Having fun.
You're having fun.
Having fun. Hey, there's a guy throwing away a cabinet.
And you know what, Ant? That proves my point.
Everybody has fun.
Everybody had fun.
It's true. Oh, man, you know what?
Do I know what?
I don't know what. You know what? With everyone, I agree. You know what would be a lot of fun?
What's that?
Watching my favorite TV show. Grey's Anatomy.
Are we really going to do this?
No, because I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy in over a year. And yeah, that's a streak. I'm going to keep going until it's on Netflix, and I'll watch it all.
But when did you watch it if it's not on Netflix?
I've only watched it on Netflix. I don't even know what channel it's really on.
Oh.
I thought it was a Netflix show for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have cable. I cut that cord years ago.
It wasn't on cable. I think it was on, like, basic, right?
But still, I've cut the cord probably 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's on TV anymore.
I don't either. I was just...
If it's not on Netflix, Hulu, or one of those jazzy channels, those premium channel packages I get, I don't know. I know what it's not on.
What?
Disney Plus.
Well, there's... I mean, Disney Plus is...
Actually, it could be, technically, because...
Yeah, because it's ABC.
Yeah.
And ABC is owned by Disney.
Yeah.
So you just proved yourself wrong.
I did.
I did, but
they'd have to get into that type of television.
I mean... Yeah, I don't know if Disney Plus is designed for kids or not.
I don't know if... I don't know.
It's a great streaming service.
I would love it to be like Disney After Hours.
What would they put on Disney After Hours? Just R-rated stuff? Like, they own Fox. They could put, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They have such a network of cinema that they can't put on Disney Plus because of the ratings.
I mean, I don't know what the most, like, ridiculous thing on Disney Plus right now is.
Probably the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
You think so?
There's nothing really bad on there. The Avengers?
There's some weird shit on there.
Yeah, but I don't deep dive. I mean, I just finished a fantastic program, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Fantastic program.
Was it?
It was entertaining for 10 episodes.
What have I been watching? At my sister and 7-year-old niece's behest, I've been watching Bluey.
What is Bluey?
Bluey is an Australian 8 to 10 minute episodic kids TV show about a family of dogs.
Oh.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's not. It's a little too,
a lot of profanity.
You know, like, obviously for kids, but I'm 30. So, like, it's pretty well done. There's some good jokes in there. But I've just been watching silly and Australian children's television.
Yeah, I can't get into that stuff.
Because my niece got a Bluey doll for her birthday. And lost her shit. And I looked and went, what the fuck is a Bluey? And my sister went, wait a minute, you don't know Bluey?
Well, I mean, to your defense, why would you know Bluey? Yeah, you don't have a child.
I would be more concerned if you did know what a Bluey is.
That's very true, because that means you're hanging out behind the elementary school on the weekdays.
Yeah, you were there with Michael Scott.
What?
He knows a lot of 14-year-old kids.
Only the ones he promised to... Never mind, we're not going
to... Only the ones whose faces I try to remember because they try and break into the games.
What is it? Mike's tots.
Yeah, Mike, anyway.
Scott's tots.
Scott's, okay.
Scott's tots. People, we got Scott's tots.
They would have been
in grad school by now.
So you've actually been, like, keeping up with the show, too? Liam?
With Bluey?
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's on... I think my sister said they just put the second season on Netflix.
Yes!
But the first season is, like, 110 episodes.
No!
But they're all 8 to 10 minutes long, so, like...
I'm back!
You go through it pretty quick, especially if you're just putting it on as background noise.
Oh, yeah, you can watch, like, a full season in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, but we watched, like, 50 episodes in one sitting.
That's a lot. I get tired after, like, 3.
But it took, like, 4 hours. And we weren't, like, Mel was doing something, and I was playing Switch.
What are these hooligans up to?
What hooligans?
Right there on the right. Gotta keep your peripherals open. They look like a bunch
of
hooligans.
Matt's got a foggy windshield, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why that keeps happening.
They're going to the provision store. That's the new recruits.
Because it's humid as fuck out.
So, yeah, we've discovered something, Liam, and we cannot explain
it. Those look like some face some folks.
Some grade A hooligans.
Yeah.
We usually, before we record, we go get our coffee at Quick Check. That's by, like, on the route.
It's on the route.
And it has now become a hotspot hangout for 60-year-old Italian gentlemen. Yeah. And not like a normal, like now. When we go there will be a bunch of it, and not just like at the tables out front of the Quick Check, but in the parking lot, like 12, you know, like we used to do back in the day. Like sitting, you know.
Just hanging out at Krauser's, sitting on the trunks of our cars, not talking about anything.
Yes.
Yes, it's disturbing. We have to do it.
But it's like 60-year-old men.
Well, VV closed down.
Did it
so
really?
They needed somewhere to... Yeah, VV got shut down like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, maybe
what is VV?
VV was a local convenience store
Verona
that
variety.
Sold
great
breakfast sandwiches.
Oh.
And if you knew the right guy to talk to, you could get cigarettes as a kid. This is the place where 12-year-olds would get cigarettes.
Okay.
Also, cocaine.
I didn't know about the cocaine was that.
They got shut down because of the cocaine.
That sounds like my kind of
The cigarettes don't do shit.
Cigarettes is a $500 fine. That's nothing.
That guy would sell a 12-year-old cigarettes and porno.
Yeah, he did love giving porn to the kids.
You're going to learn somewhere. Might as well learn from the skin mag. No, that's not what this... That wasn't
but didn't... Slogan. Wasn't it all just like a bunch of old Italian guys that hung out in there all day?
I never went in there and saw people in there.
Yeah, neither have I, because I've just learned about this place 8 minutes ago.
But what I'm saying is, like, what I used to go there, you know, for breakfast sandwich or whatever, but there was never people hanging out there.
Oh, well, I really went in there, like, 3 times. Once was with you, and it was, like, a bunch of us that went over there. So, like,
yes,
we were all hanging out.
Yep.
And the other times I was, like, 13 and needed lighter fluid.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I was buying Zippos.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I really wasn't doing anything nefarious in VV. He was the only person that
so
would
sell.
So
you weren't the kid getting porn and cocaine?
No, absolutely not.
But they did have that cocaine drink. It was like the only place to buy that.
Cocaine and porn. Sounds like a 80-year-old...
Do you remember that energy drink? Did you ever...
Cocaine?
Yeah.
It was cold cocaine?
Yep. Yes.
I don't remember
It was
remember
three
that.
And a half Red Bulls.
I don't remember
In a little
that.
Can.
If I saw it, I'd probably remember it, but I don't recall.
Red can, white text, just said cocaine on it.
And it burned like
oh,
fuck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Did it keep you up for 4 days?
Yeah.
Do you know what's going to keep you up for 4 days, gentlemen?
What's that?
Cocaine.
If you could find it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could find cocaine. Where I could probably get out of the car over there and find some cocaine.
Get out of the car. Cocaine! Cocaine!
One cocaine, please.
One cocaine! I'm sorry, that was loud.
Yeah, they've actually heard you. They're like, huh, what? What size bag? What? Okay, give me a second.
$200?
Yep.
One crack, please.
All right, here's the gelati place.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's still crowded. I thought it was closed.
It said it closed. Well, I mean, it's a parking lot with lights on, so I guess they're...
All the lights are on.
Yeah, it's like 112 degrees out.
There are people still in there.
They could be
in... It says open.
The website lied.
Are we going?
No.
No.
No one has ice cream? All right, fine.
No. I have to be in the mood.
I don't want to get out of this car.
I just want to...
I'm very comfortable
I would
now.
Like to go to the provision store.
We can go to the provision store. I'll get you a
Yay!
Beverage.
Why do you call it
the provision store? I thought... So.
I just thought it's fun to call... Because at this point, it's now the provision store. Because I like calling it the provision store because they provide us provisions.
They do. And then, but yes. We had a conversation last week.
This isn't the one I
What?
This isn't the one I want to say.
What? You had a conversation last week?
Yeah.
I refuse to believe.
It was very swift.
So for a long time, for this whole season's theme has been no free ad. He doesn't want to give anyone free advertising.
Yes.
So we try to avoid saying the name of any brand on the show.
But now I like calling it the provision store.
Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Or Google?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Pepsi?
Yeah.
Or RC Cola?
Correct.
Now we're talking.
Or Pepsi Cola?
Mr. Pips.
Or Cheerwine? Or some Mr. Pib?
Oh, man.
Anywho.
What about Dave and Buster's?
We've actually said. But here's the thing.
What about Ralph Lauren?
Here's the thing. We actually, like, so Ann was like, you know what? I don't know why. I try to figure out, like, why it matters.
Dolce & Gabbana?
Because we keep talking about these things anyway. But it's, like, in code, and it's just, like, so Ann kind of, like, completely switched gears and was like, you know what? All the ads. Everyone gets ads. Hopefully someone will send us shit.
Oh, so what I'm doing right now is totally not
fine.
Annoying.
Exactly.
It's what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just spoofed yourself.
Because you didn't let me finish. You had to interrupt.
Hey, look. Of course I did. Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Have you met you?
Have
you met you?
Oh, man. This is my favorite nightclub.
We haven't passed the real nightclub yet.
Yeah, I've gone there all the time.
Really?
Never once in my life. But I'm pretty sure they get some blowback from this place. Oh, man. I can't wait to go to this building. It looks fantastic.
What building?
This brick building right here.
There's nothing. It's isn't it just a parking lot or a parking structure?
I don't know. I mean, this would be the saddest parking lot to put there. Where are you going to go? We need a parking lot to go to the smoke shop.
Well, yeah, they do need a parking lot because if you've seen the street, people triple park.
They're still going to triple park if there's a parking lot.
That's fair.
We saw the Rough Riders come by the other day. That was fantastic.
Ride or die?
Dude, there was a girl on a dirt bike, a guy in a quad, and then someone on a motorcycle. They had three different vehicles whipping through the street, just bobbing and weaving. And I'm like, I was pretty impressed with the guy on the four-wheeler. They had some good maneuvers. Like, it was rough. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, we need to get out of here. I made a joke about ethnicity, but we'll keep that going. Not the way you think, you foul-minded individuals.
Wow.
Remember, I called myself out.
I remember.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You're just not feeling it today, are you?
I'm feeling it.
He's feeling something.
I'm feeling something. Like, come on, girl.
Like these people who are double parked.
So what I said, look, not only that, you got a fucking, you got like a fucking station wagon or a caravan.
That was a giant minivan.
Yeah, the minivan, even worse. Open that door all wide in the street and wonder why someone's going to take it off. Fucking ignorance. I tell you, that ain't the way to do things. Like that. Stop signs? No, we don't use them. No, fuck them.
That was actually literally a red light. That was not a stop
sign. Even worse. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
People don't care. Why are we getting beeped at? You came into the road, you fucking idiot. Oh, my God.
I'm so happy I don't have to drive a truck.
That's the delivery I had to make.
I think we just passed.
Oh, it was back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better off. We need to get out of this area.
Is this the Checkers? No, it's...
This is the Checkers.
Yes, this is the Mother Cruncher.
It's up to the left. Like, two blocks up to the left was one of the deliveries I had to make. So I had to drive my truck through here.
That sucks.
You know, I've seen someone drive their car through that fence.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
It was in the news.
I would hope so.
But think about it. Look how the drop-off is.
Yeah, no, that's...
You're falling right into a fucking drive-thru.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
You're coming down this street hot enough?
Hey, they got ice cream cups for $1.49. I can't wait not to get one.
Yo, Checkers is great. Don't
Are you kidding me? Checkers is eat it now, shit your brains out 20 minutes later.
Yeah, but they have banana milkshakes.
Okay.
You can get a better banana milkshake somewhere else.
But it's not.
Yeah, Checkers. But it's not Checkers.
Yeah. Because Checkers comes with like...
Checkers milkshakes freeze really well and eat really well tomorrow.
Checkers is like 74% diuretics. Like, if you're having you need a bowel movement, you get some of that stuff.
Hey,
I still want to do
the... Cheesecake Factory's going to go right through me.
That's fair. I still want to do the challenge that you mentioned on one of these podcasts.
Oh, what? Eat the chili cheese fries?
Chili cheese fries and see who can go the longest without pooping.
Oh, my God. It's a horrible...
Where do we get the chili cheese fries?
From Checkers.
I love chili cheese fries.
Oh, my God.
The club is hopping tonight.
Yeah, the lights. I got all the lights on.
So, we used to pass this place all the time. El Bohemi, whatever. It is a dive bar, but it's a club.
And the thing
it's like Loop. Yeah. I've been to a bar like that.
They got an Instagram. I'm gonna check that out.
I've been to a bar like that.
Oh, is it open? I hope it's
Rain open. Has never been. I think it's closed forever.
Yeah.
There's a strip club up here that is like, you can't even tell it exists.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, sorry, Rain. Consuelo Mini Market?
No, it's called Rain.
Ah.
It's right there.
It's like out of business.
The only reason you could tell was that there was this like large black woman standing outside that glass door. Looking very menacing at anyone who came up.
Yeah. She would look into your soul. So you sure you want to come in?
No. Yes.
No.
No. No. I'm going to go home. Good idea.
No. Oh, man.
Way to think right on that one there, Chief.
Anywho. So, Ant.
What's up? How are things?
Things are things.
Awesome. Things are things. I like it.
It's been a rough week work-wise. I just have been, you know, very
Tuesday.
Busy. It's Tuesday. Starts early.
Yeah,
it starts. Is it Tuesday already?
The dread starts early.
The dread?
Yeah. It's like dread the rest of the week.
Well, no. Why?
I don't know. Just a sign.
Ooh, undercover cop.
They're all undercover. This town's got, like, SUVs that you can't even tell they're their cop cars.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really fair.
Is it an undercover cop or an idiot whose alarm is going off?
Either way, it works.
That's fair. I don't see any blue and red.
Yo, I got these strobe lights in my headlights, man. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, actually. That's not a cop.
That is a broken car. That car's broken.
I don't know if I consider it a broken car, but it's...
It's having issues. Look at that guy with the dog. The dog is like, what the fuck are we doing waiting for this car? Are we waiting for this car to stop? Like, what are we doing here? That guy's got an interesting... He's got like a warm
body t-shirt. It's his hazards. He's an Uber driver, I think.
Oh. Well, you can't miss that fucking thing. I'm here for the halal pickup. 7 gyros. Check.
Well, this is also the place where you have that gas station that has good gyros, right?
Yeah, we're close to the good India halal food.
I never could conceive that. I mean, I guess Wawa, but
Wawa's got a normal gas station.
Wawa has just great food in general.
Yeah.
But I never went to a restaurant at a gas station before.
Oh, it's really good and it's competitive.
Sheets.
I've been to Sheets.
Yeah, it's a gas station with a restaurant.
I'm 3 sheets to the wind. What?
What?
I don't know. It sounded like good. Are we going to the provision store?
No, it didn't. It didn't sound good, Ant.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your honesty and candor.
I want you to know that one was a little bit of a flop.
Yeah. It's okay.
What is your philosophy, Ant? You've had, you know.
Oh, you know, you gotta launch yourself off that fucking ramp and hope to God you land. That's it, man. You miss 100% of the jokes you don't make. No. I don't think so either.
Nope.
Hey,
no.
We're going. Look at that. This is going to be something new.
What? Oh, it
Big
is?
Big Jim's?
Yeah.
Family restaurant and pizzeria.
It's been a place for like 30 years, you were saying?
Big.
Yeah, it was
Jim's.
It's been around for probably even longer. Not anymore. Unless they move locations and I don't know where the new one is. I think they're out of business. They just moved down the road.
Well, I mean, it's got to be the COVID thing. We talked about this already, so.
Odds are, I mean, it's tough. It's safe to assume that. I mean, it could just be that the people that it was a family business and they just decided to retire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's also possible. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's like I never looked past the side of the window, so I don't know. And truth be told, I mean, this area is so highly dense with pizzerias. It's like it is. You know, you just go to the next one.
Yeah, like we are in the wrong place to be opening up a pizzeria. Like it's something new.
If you open a pizzeria in North Jersey, you better have an A plus product because there's so much competition.
I agree. Yeah, I think this is. I don't know how a Domino's or a like Papa John's stays in business in this area.
The price.
Is it really? I don't even think pizza's expensive.
No, it actually for mom and pop places, it's a lot pricier.
Really?
I mean, you're paying for what you get. I mean, you're going to get
Domino's.
Yeah,
it's so much better quality.
You're going to get a better quality pizza from mom and pop shop because of the ingredients used.
But sometimes you just want greasy, garlicky, buttery bread.
Yeah.
And that's when you order Domino's.
Also.
Or I can just get garlic bread from a good pizzeria.
Or you're trying, you got to feed like a family of 5 and you want to spend like $20.
All right.
You know, because you get like the 5-5-5 deal or the whatever the fuck it is.
Isn't that a 5-hour foot long or something?
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like it's economical. You know.
Okay.
You know, it's a.
Look at you, Mr. Economics, Sophie.
Yeah, went to Harvard. They gave me the Fields Medal.
The what?
The Fields Medal.
Talking about economics, like you know something.
You know, the Fields Medal for the Goodwill Hunting Medal.
Oh,
it's called the Fields Medal. I figured out how to multiply 4 ginsaloons at the fucking table. Look at that. God. Like clockwork. Look, Look, they got the poor bastard in the fucking timeout by himself. What'd you say, Jimmy? I didn't hear you. What are you talking about? Fuck you, Vincenzo. You're over there for a reason.
Let's test the other side, see if there's anyone around.
Yeah, look. I always feel like this is a great opportunity to play a little cornhole back here, a little after-hours cornhole.
Well, I hope those shirts sell, because they went live today.
I hope so, too. Why is that lady all by herself? Is she miserable? Probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, look at this. We did a loop-de-loop.
Well, I'm going to park, so we can get your... There's more over there! They set up their own chairs!
We brought our own chairs, you fucks.
They literally brought their own chairs.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
What the flying fuck, dude? What is...
Oh my god, there's a documentary.
I have never seen this thing.
This is fantastic.
Is this like something like I missed?
Can we get a different culture? Can I get a hot mic? I need to do a man on the street right now.
I mean, we have hot mics.
What do we need? I'm like, guys.
No, absolutely not. Don't you fucking?
Why are you guys over here? We got tables over there. What are you doing? We got the splinter. We had a conversation.
Oh yeah, they're the two different factions.
Yeah, they broke. Those are the northern Italians or the southern Italians. They talked about the sauce a little bit differently. Too much garlic. I don't know. I wasn't there. And then I got two groups. Watch your like Albanian. They're not even Italian.
I know. I mean, listen.
Oh, they're planning their next fucking festival.
Liam, would you like a beverage and or a snack? You can stay in the car.
Yeah, I would like a beverage and or a snack.
You gonna come in or you wanna stay here?
Come in. All right. Cool. Do I need a mask?
No.
No, just play it safe. Be cool. Be cool.
I think I left mine in
the old lady. You don't need a mask. The old lady gets nervous. Be cool though. Smile a lot. Show that.
Well,
those pearly
I want Liam here to be so because I sound crazy every time.
What's that?
Is that you are going to say something extraordinarily funny?
Oh yeah.
Soon as I stop the podcast.
Yo, Ant saves his best material for after hours.
Yes, you do, and it's the most obnoxiously annoying thing ever. And
I don't do it on purpose.
I've never said you did it on purpose, but it's going to happen.
Ooh, my watch went off.
And. Like, I've never had a witness before. So I just want someone to corroborate the fact that I'm not making this up, that, like, you do all your little Evel Knievel jumps and your misses, and then we stop recording, and I'm like, all right, you know, we get back into the groove, and then gold comes out of your mouth as soon as I stop recording.
Yeah, no, I think the trick is not to hit the off button.
Well, we're going inside. That's the problem. I can't bring the recording in with us. So as soon as it happens...
Ant just needs to tell you... what he wants, and we just leave the mic hot while we go inside.
That's a good point.
We could, talks. But then I can't see all the provisions that I won't buy.
All right, well, do you have anything any final thoughts or jokes before we pause for provision break?
I'm just really interested how there's two groups now. I gotta figure it out. I gotta find a way to weasel into one of these groups.
I have a beverage back here that I forgot about.
Oh, terrific. Maybe get some Liquid Death. Maybe give some... maybe bring some deli meats to them and see if that helps.
It's like an honest, pay tribute.
Hey, guys, can I join your group?
I've brought you a hoagie.
I got you some boar's head.
Okay. I brought one Italian sub for all of you.
Yes. It's a foot long. You guys cut it into thirds. You're good. You're good, right?
All right.
I brought you a cafe Americana.
No? I kind of do want to like hear what they're saying when we walk.
All right. All right.
Anyway.
All right. We'll find out. We'll investigate.
Chatting with that lady.
Hey, Deborah.
All right. We're live.
I'm gonna need you to bring those files back.
You're live.
Well.
Channel live. So come to this parking lot often. only when I need cigarettes and expired condoms. Terrific.
I think they have, like, not expired condoms.
Yeah, but for that sad couple. It was just weird. He just walked up. He's like...
Yeah, what's going on?
It was like, I guess they played, like, Let's Hit on the Lady in the Parking Lot Roulette, and he drew the short stick.
Okay, yes. But here's the puzzling thing.
What's that?
One of the dudes, while we were in the store, came in and went straight to the ATM.
What are they fucking...
Didn't buy anything in the store... But went to the ATM and then left.
Yes.
To go back with his friend. Now, I didn't see what they do with the money, but why is the dude going to an ATM to take out cash when they're just hanging out in a parking lot? Granted, they brought their own chairs.
Yes, they were really prepared for tonight. Like they were. It's like a tailgating at like a Giants game without the Giants game or...
But it's a convenience store parking lot. Yeah.
It's the best convenience store parking lot.
I mean, it's up there.
It's up there. It's in the top 10. It's not Wawa, but it does a job.
Yeah, quick check. Quick check. Fritches just wants to be Wawa. Yeah. But really, every convenience store wants to be Wawa.
Wawa is arguably the gold standard of convenience stores.
I would 100%. There is no kind of. It is.
All right. So today's Can We Burn Ant's Face challenge, we got...
I'm going to say about 50% of Wawas are trying to be Wawas.
That's Zappos Voodoo Heat Kettle Corn.
Kettle chips. Chip.
Yeah, I can't read in the dark with my glasses on or off.
All right, so we...
Oh, they smell like oil. Oh, it smells like salt and vinegar chips.
Really? It's Voodoo Heat. What does Voodoo Heat mean?
It's salt and vinegar, apparently. Oh, these are... Watch this sears my eyeballs.
All right, give us a rating out of 10. How hot?
It's disgusting. It's not even hot. It's like on a heat scale. It's like sweet.
Have it a vinegar scale.
Like 7 on the vinegar scale. They're not hot at all. This is voodoo. They fooled us.
Those bastards.
Here, Liam, try these.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'll have more.
I can smell the vinegar hatred from back here.
The vinegar hatred?
Yeah, that vinegar smells like hatred. And that's not just because I hate vinegar. That just is a heinous thing coming out of that bag.
I had a second one to confirm. Now, the only thing I could think of is...
Vinegar and hatred?
Well, Southern barbecue, there's two types.
Yeah.
There's one that's vinegar-based, so this is a chip based on that, then it's accurate.
But it's not heat.
It's not heat.
It says Voodoo Heat on the thing.
Maybe Voodoo Heat's the name of the company?
Yeah, that's that. I don't know.
This is on a scale of heat, 0, vinegar, 7, and...
Awful this.
It's not bad. It's just when you're expecting something very hot and you get, like, vinegar-based chip.
Yeah.
It's not, you know... No bashing of the company because it's not what we expected.
I'm still going to maintain from back here that it smells like vinegar and hatred.
Oh, it is definitely vinegar.
And hatred.
I mean, you can hate all you want. I'm the poor bastard who ate 2 chips.
Yeah, well, right, let's try. That's because you hate yourself.
I think they're flaming hot Cheetos.
Yes.
So, flaming hot. Yeah. I better at least get, like, I don't know, flaming hot...
I love a Cheeto, and I've never had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Would you like one?
I absolutely would.
Okay.
I need to be very careful and only have one and rub my fingers off on my pants, though.
How do they... What's the sniff test? How do we... Nothing?
Nothing.
Because a lot of people swear that Flamin' Hot Cheetos are, like, the best Cheetos.
They're good. They're not hot, though. But they're good.
Oh,
it's a lot hotter than, like, a regular Cheeto, but...
So, like, a scale. Like, one. Give me a 1 to 10.
Oh, my 1 to 10 scale? This is coming in, like a 3.
A hot-wise?
Yeah, I could... This is, like, the other stuff. I could eat the whole bag and not even flinch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let me try 1 or 2 of those Cheetos.
Take the bag, bro. You're not gonna... There's heat on my tongue, but it's not, like...
My issue is not the heat. My issue is the Cheetos, and I'm wearing a white shirt.
Yeah.
I like me
There's
Cheetos.
Residual heat on my tongue,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, like, overbearing.
Wow.
They're great. They're great.
Why have I never had a spicy Cheeto before?
Is it actually
Why
spicy,
Why have I never
though?
Had a flaming hot really. Cheeto before? It's got a little kick to it, but it's not.
Yeah. All right, let me. I love hot food.
Yeah, this is enjoyable heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not even a 1.
Well, it's being nice.
Says the man who eats ludicrous sauce.
All right, fair.
From an average human's point of view,
it's actually really good.
I'd put this at about heat wise. I'd put it at about a 2.
Yeah.
Taste-wise, I'm going to put it at a 15. Oh, I understand
taste
now.
Taste is great.
Why everybody loves these.
No, they are way better than normal Cheetos, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, this is a job well done.
No, I mean, but I like spicy food.
So.
They're not that spicy.
Yeah, they're not spicy. They're kind of hot.
And I have an absurd affinity for Cheetos.
It's fair.
So our other unofficial sponsor, Black Rifle Coffee Company, we got
this. Do you not want any more of these, Ant? Do you want me to keep these?
You take them, man.
All right.
I only eat it for the challenge. I don't really... I did finish the Takis, though, because I didn't want to waste food. These Voodoo Heats, I mean, give them to the crows.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's going to eat them.
Black Rifle Coffee Company, going with a mocha espresso. because why not? This brand is fantastic.
Liam, how many weeks should I let him still say espresso?
I'm surprised you haven't stopped him already.
I know.
It says espresso on the thing.
No, it does not.
What does it say?
Where the fuck is the X?
What am I saying? Espresso?
It's espresso.
I've been saying espresso.
You've been saying espresso for...
You and most of humanity has been saying espresso for years.
All right, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Listen, I'm not trying to make you...
I didn't correct you when you said gelata, when it's gelato.
But here's the difference. You should have, because you're Italian. Espresso is also Italian.
All right, you know what? You know what, Matt?
Yes.
I thought we were above the low ball shots. Now the gloves are off.
Now the gloves are off, baby.
Whoa, are you telling me that everybody's about to have fun?
Yes. I am. If I had brought my throwing knives, I would have said the daggers are out, but I don't have throwing knives, so they can't be out. All right, job well done. Why is there a baby? Oh, I thought there was a baby carriage in the road. I'm like, why is there a carriage with an unsupervised child at 10 o'clock at night?
Because everybody's having fun.
Apparently. Leave your kid on the curb. We're having fun inside. Don't worry. The deer will take care of them.
Oh, my God.
They're fine. They're communal deer.
Communal deer?
Because they're for the community. They're for the community.
I love the idea of a communal deer.
Does that mean like everybody gets a taste? Like when the
deer? No, because they can't get killed. So until the only way they die in this area is if they get hit by a car. So like the community just has to deal with them. Seriously, if you were allowed to hunt deer, my backyard would be the highest rated hunting ground in North America. I get like a dozen a day. Like, to the point where they don't get afraid of me anymore. They just see, like, oh, that's the guy walking this
dog. Didn't your brother say he pet a deer once?
Yeah, he said, I don't know how accurate he is.
Why would you want to pet a deer?
My brother is the same guy who sees a wet paint sign and puts his hand in it. he's disappointed.
Oh, so you and your brother are very similar then.
So, like, he's upset when there's no wet paint. Because he'll take that hand and hit somebody else in the back or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fine. For him, it's hysterical. For the person who gets
it's Joey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joey's I've been trying to get Joey to do he says the most fucked up shit ever with a straight face, and I'm like, I don't know if he's joking.
Like, yeah, now you know how I feel 90% of the time.
Yeah, but he says things that make you go, why would you say that?
Example.
I can't. Without his consent, right, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he says some things. I will say his favorite joke to my mom, which he would say every time, and she would fall for it every time, and then say, fuck you, Joe, was she would say, Joey, can you do whatever? And he goes, okay, but if they don't have it, do you want me to get it anyway?
What?
And she'd be like, yeah. You sure? And she's like, yeah. But if they don't, what do you want me to do if they don't have it? And she'd be like, she would like sit there perplexed, like, what did you just say? And he'd be like, if they don't have it, do you want me to get it anyway? And he would be. She was like, "Fuck you, Joe."
That's a weird way to phrase that.
Yeah, but he would say it, and it would be kind of funny. Because I've even fallen for it because he says it so fast. You know. But yeah, that was a Joey joke.
Fair enough.
Not the best one to use as an example, so we're gonna have to find something better to tell Joey.
I eagerly await it.
He did say because he works for a very popular company.
Why? We're past. I thought we were past this.
It's still his.
Okay, fair.
I can't speak for him. I don't want to put his business out there.
Yeah.
But he did say after one of the snowstorms, because he has to move in and out of the trucks, and he's like, I found the fire hydrant today. I'm like, oh, how? He goes, I fell out of the truck and landed on it. I'm like, what the fuck?
He landed on it? What does that mean?
He fell out of the truck and landed on the fire hydrant.
Oh, shit.
He goes, it was not fun. And then he goes, and then he said his work buddy was like, are you okay? He goes, no, I just want to stay out of the ground. I was like, what the fuck, man? I felt bad.
Well.
Yeah, it's okay. These are Joe's stories. I can't really take credit for them. They're not the best.
Is that why you don't want to take credit for them?
Yeah, it's like you could have the opportunity to cheat off of someone else's test.
Yeah.
And you'd rather just fail on your own because... if you fail cheating off of someone else's, that's even worse. It's like, you don't want to take credit.
You're not even smart enough to figure out who you should cheat off of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I'd just rather take the zero on my own. At least I earned it. I earned this bad grade.
Oh, man.
It's like, then you go up to like, yo, man, you fucking suck. What do you mean? I'm like, I fucking copied all these. Like, yeah, well, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was sleeping the whole time.
Why is this person going so slow?
Because they're trying to figure out what we're talking about.
I mean, I know
probably.
It's
probably.
Yeah.
I know it's interesting, but like,
yeah, but
why?
Still,
their radio is picking up our microphones.
Oh.
And why do they have one headlight out? Or taillight out, rather.
Yeah, I don't know. The speed limit's not even, it's 40.
They're
going 25.
Yeah, well, it's because their one headlight's out.
I think that's more conspicuous if you...
They're smoking the marijuana. They're getting hotboxed.
Also a possibility, but I don't see any smoke. I guess because it's their hotboxing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we got a car behind us getting hot up on our ass over here. Like, hey, listen.
I have hotboxed my car once, and it was a mistake.
I once farted in a car and left, and that was hysterical. Not the same thing.
No, but what was the scenario?
I farted then left the car because I knew it was going to smell like fucking death.
But who was in the car?
Yeah,
like
at
your
some
family?
Point tonight, I'm going to have some glorious gas.
it was a friend's.
I really hope it happens while we're all
it's
in
like,
the car
it's
together.
Like, all right, guys, I'm going to go inside real quick. I'll be right back.
Oh, man.
Live with that stench. Embrace it.
Embrace the stench. Is everyone going this way? Is like, do they know something I don't? Should I not go down this road at this late at night?
Well, we could be going towards the no-nope, the scary part.
What's the scary part?
The scary man who walks up and down the street. There's an old wives' tale of
Whoa!
Of
it's
a
an old partner's tale now.
Okay. Well, no, it was his wife. So, keep your progressiveness to the curb, Liam. This was a confirmed woman.
Okay. What's the story?
That this guy, his wife was killed, got hit by a car. There's an animal. See that little
Was that the wife?
No. And she got hit by a car, and every night he went out looking for her. He couldn't accept the death of his wife.
Damn.
So he would go out and look for her on the road.
Which road?
It's not around here, but it's very ominous, like this road.
Okay.
And we were going to Starbucks of all places, and we saw the dude like walking, like it's very distinct. And my friend like slowed down, and he stopped walking, kind of looked menacing, and like screamed, "What the fuck do you want?" And I was like, oh my God, get the fuck out of here. Like, I was freaked out. We were probably 19.
Damn, dude.
I was like, dude, don't ever fucking stop on this road again. Like, it's not worth it. That guy's, like, to this day, I can still picture the guy's face and, like, the anger. Because like, you gotta realize, like, he's that was his coping mechanism for the loss of his wife.
Damn, dude.
As sad as it is, that's what he did. But that was, like, a long time ago. Wow, that was really sad. I told you we'd get depressing on this one. I didn't realize I would do it. I was just saying it to be, you know, humorous.
Yeah.
But I brought it. I did it.
You did it.
I fucking did it. I like a David Tell punchline. I fucking set it up. 30 minutes later, came back and kicked you in the dick.
Credit where credit is due.
Yeah, you know, we're really bringing it back like a fucking stretch limo right there. Like, who still uses those anymore?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Like, why would you ever need a stretch limo?
I don't know. How do you know that many
fun.
People?
People have Uber.
You could Uber. If you're gonna buy a, if you're gonna, I shouldn't buy. If you're gonna rent the limo, just upgrade to the party bus. Make
That's
it where
fair.
You could stand, have a bathroom, and a little bar in the back.
Dude, what are you using Uber for right now?
I don't know, man. I don't think, I almost feel like, I know they're not obsolete, but I feel like they're getting to that point. Because it's probably for proms, weddings, are probably the most popular use. But even still, I mean, I'm sure that business isn't as prevalent, at least for, like, especially in the last 2 years of prom. I'm sure there wasn't many, if any, where you would have to, like, you know.
I don't know if anyone would use one anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I'm so far removed from that scenario, I just don't know.
That's fair.
You know, I can't say. If I'm going to a prom, there is something fundamentally wrong with this scenario.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm probably going to end up in jail afterwards.
Yes.
I mean, if
unless
they're 18...
Unless they're 18, but still... I mean, like, yeah, like...
I mean, you get funny looks, but...
Funny looks,
legal.
And you're like, whose child is yours? That's the one I'm going to get. It's like, I'm closer
that
to...
That one.
Yeah, that one.
And then you just go up and, like, stick your tongue down her throat.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, incest is not allowed. Oh, this is my date. Not to my daughter. That's actually pretty funny.
This is awkward.
This is awkward. Yeah, it is. It's like, I thought you were one of the chaperones. I mean, I'm doing my best. Hey, I'm keeping her away from these ruffians. She's with a real man. These kids are liable to spike the punch. I'm the only one who's able to have age to buy it.
What? I bought the alcohol. I am responsible with it. And I am replacing her dead father.
Yes. She has issues. Because why would she be with a man twice her age? Sounds like that's like
it's
a song.
It's always daddy issues.
It is. Yeah, well, you know what? You gotta, you know. They're there.
Well, anywho.
Anywho.
Liam, what's going on with you?
Nothing.
This is the reservoir
my
where
back
I go
hurts.
Swimming.
Why does your back hurt? Still
fucking hungry hippos.
Okay.
Hungry. Yes. Hungry. Goddamn hippos.
Yeah, so Liam works at the pork store.
Oh, I miss pork store.
So do I.
I haven't been there. I'm waiting.
I lost my electronical device.
Oh, no.
Oh, Zeus.
I'm serious,
okay,
though.
Well, you can't just say, my back hurts because of hungry, hungry hippos.
Yes, and, I can. And just, I can absolutely just say that.
Well, do you want to tell the story?
I mean, no.
Okay.
So that's just it.
All right.
My back hurts because of the hungry, hungry hippos.
I once drop kicked the hungry, hungry hippo.
That's literally like.
I almost had a hernia because of hungry, hungry hippos. Yeah,
if it wasn't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent a year in college. That's literally what you're just doing to everybody.
It was a big gal.
Was this amber level, Liam?
Oof. And no, that's hungry, hungry whales. Yes. Hippos aren't quite that large.
Yes.
But they're way deadlier.
Yes.
Yeah,
don't fuck with hippos.
They can crush fucking melons like there's nobody's business. I've seen that video.
Oh, yeah.
Throw like a whole watermelon in their mouth.
They are vicious.
They are. They're not peaceful animals. I don't know if anyone would ever go up to one and pet it.
You know they also don't swim?
What's the thing I've seen on Reddit a bunch of times in the last couple of days?
They sink to the bottom and walk.
Wow, and they can hold their breath for that long?
Yeah.
A man saved a hippo. A man saved a baby hippo. 6 years later... He met that baby hippo on the riverbank, and it then dragged him down and ate him.
Jesus.
That's one hell of a circle of life. That's like, what is it? Was it the scorpion and the frog?
Yeah.
You know?
That is life. Oh, wow, we just really got depressing.
Yeah, Liam, where did you bring all this depressive shit? Where is this depressive energy coming from?
I'm sleepy. All right,
let's go to the strip club.
I'm sleepy and my back hurts. Because of those hungry, hungry hippos.
Let's bring them to the. Let's leave them at the strip club for now. I got three singles and a roll of quarters.
Three singles and a roll of quarters.
Because if it's my type of strip club, there's an arcade in the back.
I do think
where the only game is hungry, hungry.
I do think there's something to be said for like a Dave and Buster's esque place that's all just that has like a card. And you can, but there's a strip club, so you don't have to give them. Yeah. Maybe you just have a wristband and you scan them a dollar. Yeah. So you walk in, you pay cover, you $25, and you can.
Except it's
got to
be a thing on your palm, and the reader is in their ass, and you just give them a good spank.
There's something. I mean,
you could do a QR code or something.
Yeah,
you could do an RFID in the thong. That would be.
Yeah, but no. But if you go to the right strip club, they're not wearing anything, so you got to figure that one out.
That's why I said put it in the butt cheek.
I mean, you could. That'd be weird when it falls out.
Oh, it doesn't.
You get some
Gorilla Glue.
Oh, that's... that's a, all right. I mean, this took an interesting turn. Maybe like a bracelet. They put a bracelet on.
A bracelet's good. Yeah,
you can jazzy jewelry for the ladies.
That way you don't have to worry about the singles. And
but
it's
if you're going to the right place, they shouldn't be wearing anything.
Yeah, well, it's a bracelet.
The bracelet is...
That counts as anything.
All right.
Maybe an anklet? Does an anklet count?
No.
All right.
Or in the shoe, perhaps?
Why are they wearing shoes?
It's a strip club.
If you go to the right place, they shouldn't be wearing anything.
All right. They're wearing tube socks. The girl's got a...
All that's important is that everybody has fun.
Yes.
I mean, listen, I would have fun at that strip club. I would really get annoyed by the strippers and just want to stay in the arcade the whole time.
That's fine.
But that's me.
That's fine. I mean, the more naked boobies for everyone. Well, no, that's for everyone. Gets it's an equal amount of boobies.
Yeah, you can still see the boobies. Yeah. You can see the boobies from where you're playing in the arcade. That's the like.
It's a glass. It's not even. It's a glass partition.
Oh, it's a glass partition. Okay.
So you can see through it. And then every hour, Montel Jordan, "This Is How We Do It" comes on, and on the stage they all dance with a waterfall, just like in Germany.
It's classy.
It is.
Classy shit.
It is. That's a great. That is a great time. I will have a fantastic time there. What are we gonna call this place?
They bring the bubbles down from the ceiling.
Ants to make you dance.
Oh my god, dude.
That worked.
We're no, doing. It didn't.
Yes, it is.
No, yeah. don't yes, don't is. Pat yourself on the back. For
I have already patted myself.
I will give you a
lot.
I will pat myself.
Yes,
that one didn't play.
It didn't play.
It didn't play.
I tried. I tried.
You tried too hard.
Well, sometimes you know it's better than not trying at all.
And you got so far.
I did get far. I got right to my house. Right to the front, the back door.
Does it really matter, though?
No, because we all had fun.
Everybody
had fun.
Had.
But fun. Did everybody Wing Chun tonight? That's the more important question. What's up?
What have you learned this evening?
That regardless of an event I have not seen, I had fun. Hey, man. I had fun. I don't know. I know. An aging boxer and a YouTube star got in the ring, and one of them more or less carried the other, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
They hugged aggressively for about 20 minutes.
The Cheesecake Factory is a little bit greasier than I last recalled.
Uh-huh.
I learned that. I learned that there's two factions of the Quick Check parking lot dynamic.
Yeah.
There's the Italians and the Albanians.
Yeah, and so do they fight? Like, you have this really good theory.
I don't
that
know.
They are fighting over territory, so it's whoever gets to the tables first claims it. And the other faction is...
Has to bring their own chairs and sit around the corner.
But it looked like that one group was very comfortable. They're using that breaker box as a little table, which I think is not the smartest thing to do.
Well, it's probably not safe at all.
But I'm guessing out of the 12 guys there, one of them may be an engineer, knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
You would like to think.
I would hope. I mean, they all take turns walking up to the single lady at the parking lot. Unless that's his wife, then she's checking in on him.
Hey, if there's enough action, there's always going to be a lot lizard.
You got a good point.
You know, even a desperate lady can find a dick at the parking lot. I mean, I'm guessing.
At that particular parking lot?
I mean, it's all about the numbers, and she's playing the lottery there.
Well, that's fair. She could have her pick of the litter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the best and the brightest from the
Quick Check parking lot.
I mean, you can go to a bar. They're open now. You can try that.
No, she's probably having more success.
She's got a better hit rate at the Quick Check. Samantha, you're not getting your scratchers. Oh, I'm getting scratched all right in the parking lot.
You had to make it weird.
I mean, think about it. It's already been weird. We're talking about two fucking rival factions of a parking lot.
Hey.
At a quick check.
Hey, all that matters is that everybody had fun.
They were having a ball.
It looks like it. Liam, what did you learn tonight?
Oh, well, I guess I've been teaching that everybody had fun.
So you didn't learn that, correct?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
We're a teaching podcast.
Tonight or today?
Well, just overall, what did you learn? Any lessons for the audience?
Ooh,
sometimes
delicious.
All you gotta do is turn it off and on again.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, The Rock did that in that movie where the elevator didn't work.
What?
The one with the fucking whole the building crashing down. He kept telling his wife, Neve Campbell, you think she'd have some situational awareness surviving all those Scream movies that you turn the phone on and off and it works again.
That's fair.
But she needed The Rock to come in. That movie wasn't his best work.
Yeah, I don't think...
No, that one wasn't
bad.
No,
it was called, like, Skyscraper?
Yeah, the one where it was like Die Hard in a Building. Oh, wait, that was Die Hard. This was a different version of Die Hard in a Building, which wasn't as good. It went sideways pretty quick.
Oh, that's what I learned. Flamin' Hot Cheetos are fucking delicious.
That is true.
They were pretty good. I already lost the heat from my tongue. It's gone.
Yeah.
I learned that...
Neve Campbell, I don't think she should ever play the damsel in distress. It doesn't suit her. After all the Scream movies,
she's a fantastic actress. I liked her on House of Cards.
Party of Five.
Party of Five. I was more of a fan of Lacey Chabert. I thought she was very underrated in that cast. I mean, look at it. You got
Wild Things.
Look, you got Neve Campbell, you get Jennifer Love Hewitt, and you get Lacey Chabert. She was kind of the third fiddle.
That's fair.
You know who everyone forgot about on that show? Oh. Scott Wolf, that poor bastard.
Oh, yeah.
He did a pretty good job, and then Matthew Fox was obviously the headline grabber.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. Man, I haven't thought about that show in, like, 20 years. Fun fact about Scott Wolf. He married one of those Real World women.
Interesting.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I forget which one. I saw that in a blurb somewhere.
Do you have any final thoughts for the audience?
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta wing it. Just gotta wing it.
Liam?
Wing Chung tonight.
No.
Wing Chung tonight.
No.
No. All right.
Yeah.
That was a perfect time for everyone to have fun, but
yeah,
it's too late now.
Yeah,
it's over.
The fun is gone now. Now we go back to...
No, I wanted to end on a different note. I already ended on everybody had fun 5 minutes ago.
So, basically, I filibuster the end for about 10 minutes, and then I rant. I don't know if I got anything.
That's fine. I can just hit the button.
Yeah, you could hit the button. Hit the button. You could. Ah, man.
All right, I hit it.
Okay. Man, that was a fun time tonight. I thought we did pretty good.
I agree.
Got a little really sad. Got a little morbid.
I mean, it happens from time to time.
You know, it happens. You know, shit happens. You know, life finds a way. So that's always a positive. That parking lot, man, that is a weird, it's a weird setting. Then I saw when we were leaving, there was another couple setting up. I mean, there was like a third row of like fucking people with lawn chairs. It was like they're all sitting on waiting for the 4th of July fireworks and they ain't coming. It's like, what the fuck are you waiting for, people?
It is an enigma, and I'd love to take a camera there, but I feel like they are very...
Oh, no, we'd get shanked.
Yeah, I think so.
Those are like...
Those are exclusive clubs.
Yeah, you can't... Those are card-carrying clubs, and we're not members. We don't have access to that website. It's like, hey, can I sit here? Go fuck yourself. Okay, great. Great, I'm going to go in and get a coffee. Thanks.
You guys want anything?
Thanks for not letting me sit at the free public tables. I appreciate it. appreciate it, guys. I what was I thinking? That was clearly my fault. But that was great. The one poor bastard sitting by himself. There's like six guys.
Yeah, he was exiled to the other table, and he was just looking at them longingly the entire time.
He's like, "Oh man, I would have laughed too if I was there." you know, that would have been.
Like, hey, no talking. 5 more minutes.
Don't fucking do it. Don't fucking do it, Jimmy. Don't fucking do it. Oh my god, that was great. It was like he was in time out from like the Ginzo group. He probably brought like the wrong rule to like bocce ball. I'm like, you fucking did it again. I told you. Another table. Get another table.
Oh my god,
it was great. It was like, the best thing is they're probably talking all sophisticated about like fucking 14th century like Italian Renaissance art. Misspoke. He said like Monet versus Manet or some bullshit. Or he's like, get the fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out. Before I throw something, get the fuck out of here.
I would love to think that's what they're talking about.
They're probably talking about how much they hate their wives, and that's why all they've come to accept is the fact that they consider it a fucking quick stop or quick check. Kevin Smith reference, quick check parking lot, and just let the night pass. Like, it's like, she goes to bed around 12. I get home at 12:15.
We're good. I can finally have some peace and quiet.
Yep.
She thinks I'm going out to get some milk. I come back with the milk, but I take an hour.
Yeah. She's like, where do you go every night? Don't fucking worry about it. Don't worry. You get your milk in the morning for your coffee. Don't worry about it. It's like, you're cheating on me. Yeah, I'm fucking cheating with you. Four other fucking lonely saps who don't want to be around their wives all night. We're sitting in a quick check parking lot. Check my fucking credit card. Leave me the fuck alone. Oh my god. I got so aggressive there, but that's probably what really happens.
I mean, you weren't aggressive. The Armenian guy you were playing got aggressive.
Yeah.
So it fits. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Armenian?
There's Armenian, Albanian, Italian. There's a whole, it's like a goddamn United Nations over there. I don't know what's going on. There's a whole ecosystem of fucking hanging out.
Liam, can you tell the difference between an Armenian and an Albanian?
No.
Probably, I honestly don't know, so
probably the sounds, their language and make the dialect is probably...
Ask them if they use a microwave. According to Sona, Armenians don't use microwaves.
That's very true.
Why is that? That's a fun fact.
Because they like having flavor in their food.
No, I think she made it out to seem like it's like the radiation is deadly.
Yeah.
Really? have they been to Chernobyl? I'm pretty sure you're okay. I think our bodies could withstand about a little bit.
Did you take your mic off?
Yes.
Okay. So,
should I not have?
Well, we've been recording for the past, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't actually hit the button. I didn't actually hit the button.
You sly fuck you. Oh, thank God. That was some of the best work tonight.
I know. Mm-hmm. That was why I kept doing it.
Yeah.
I've learned.
I've learned that don't hit the button just yet. Ant's got some pearls of wisdom. They're buried under the bad jokes. Gotta cut them out. I think that's what makes it work the best, is keeping the bad stuff in. Because even if it's bad, it's funny. It's like a bad, you know, people still laugh.
Oh, I think that's why this podcast works.
Yeah, because I say the dumbest shit.
You keep going, but you never... See, the thing is, and again, I make fun of you because it's the show, but it's the reason it works is you just keep going, and you keep firing, and all of a sudden...
It's like... Yeah, man, I'm like Steph Curry, man. I'm just chucking threes all day. 30% will fall. You know, hopefully I get up to 50%, you know. But then again, I don't know. We'll see. It was a pretty decent analogy, I think.
No, it played.
It played. Unlike his team in the playoffs. That played. Zynga! Those sour bastards, they didn't get to the playoffs. Oh. Hell, LeBron got knocked out in the first round. That was my favorite part of the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Is that LeBron?
Yeah. He's a fantastic basketball player, but I feel like what he does to the team isn't for the team. It's like LeBron and the Lakers, not the Lakers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like he tries to put more emphasis on him versus the team. And yeah. I'm more about being a team player, because when you work as a team, you win as a team.
Yeah.
You know, you could have the best, you could score all the points, but if your team loses by 30, what was the point?
That's fair.
You know, but that's the way I look at it. You know, but sometimes he gets a little antsy in there. You know, it's all about me. No. You know, there was four other people on the court when he won all those championships. That's all I'm saying. And there was four other people on the court when he lost all those championships. He's lost more than he's won, people.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Postscript.
Yeah.
What's your cherry on the top of this?
When as a team, we have to infiltrate the Italian, Armenian, Albanian. Maybe next time we bring our own chairs and see what happens.
Yeah, just set up somewhere near them.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's like The Wire. We're like, you know, there's the...
We're staking our claim to this America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we take the back and see if anyone comes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of extra real estate there that we can take advantage of.
You know what they say, man? Dope and coke sells itself in Baltimore. We're going to see if sitting down and shooting shit in Quick Check works out for us.
We should record from there.
That would be hysterical. The Quick Check Chronicles. And it's like, the guy walks up like Marlowe in the fucking last season and goes, I'm going to be diplomatic about this for a minute, but you better get your ass off this corner. Oh, I love that. Jamie Hector, fantastic actor. More of a television actor than a movie actor. Mm-hmm. But he plays it so well. He played a ruthless drug lord in The Wire. He was actually really young when he did. I didn't realize how young he was. He's a pretty young guy. I mean, and now he plays a cop on Bosch. So he's played both sides of the law equally well. So, yeah, that's my postscript. Watch The Wire. Best show on HBO.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't fight me on that. The Wire is fantastic.
I like The Wire.
Oh, it's up there.
It is.
If The Wire aired at a different time than The Sopranos, it would be the best TV show of all time on HBO.
Mm-hmm. All right, we can argue about this.
That's a fine argument to make. I will put that up against any show that was on HBO. Because it went out on top, but it was never given the acclaim because it was going on at the same time as Sopranos. And if you want to say that, it was also Sopranos and Six Feet Under and Sex and the City. It was in that window.
Yeah.
And it crushed. It's probably my favorite show. I mean, I feel like it never lost steam, where Sopranos kind of fell off towards the end. You know, I won't even mention Game of Thrones because clearly you don't know Game of Thrones. Well, I'm on my way.